The appointment of Mrs. Charlotte Osei as chairperson of the EC is still dominating media discussions. On our current affairs program, Talking Point, we discuss their appointment and the electoral process. Panelists were of the view that it's a good thing a woman has been appointed to such a sensitive position. Dr. Franklin Odro of CDD Ghana and Sam Agute were, however, divided as to whether the upcoming Talenti by-election and the district-level elections will be enough basis to judge her competence. They nevertheless agree that in order for her to succeed, she needs to work with the political parties and carry through reforms proposed after the 2012 presidential election petition at the Supreme Court. Mr. Agute believes in order to assess her readiness to handle next year's general elections, the Talenti by-election and the district-level election should be the yardstick for judging her.
Personally, I don't think it would be fair for us to judge her with the outcome of the Talenti election, because virtually she might not be involved in it. There are other commissioners who have started this process, and I am thinking aloud that they have been in charge, and then they should be in charge. At least she needs a few days to settle in that big shoe and that big seat. So, fine. But the first test of her assumption at the EC will be the district level election that is coming. We'll see how she's going to organize that. We'll see how she's going to put in processes that this time around will fit into the expectation of Ghanaian. We would like to see a smooth running. We have seen wretched or scattered district assembly for almost two consecutive periods, and that is not good for us. The last one was virtually done on top basis, similar to the Dumso we are experiencing. The last one has hit the rock by Supreme Court virtually cancelling the whole process. So this time around, we would like to see a very smooth election, devoid of any acrimony, any court issue, and so on. So that would be the first test, and I pray that she lives up to that expectation.
Dr. Franklin Odro, however, disagrees.
As a new person, there's a need for her to do some kind of assessment as to the state of our electoral process in Ghana and also the state of the institution itself. Thankfully, some of these exercises have been done before she took over. And therefore, I think one of the things that she has to do is to take a look at that report and the recommendations that have been made, and to begin to work with the Electoral Commission as to what are those recommendations that are feasible, that can be undertaken in the short term, medium term, and the long term. Obviously, not all of them can be taken within 1 year prior to 2016. And I think it is important that whatever reforms that she begins or undertake will be to how do we restore trust and credibility into the work of the Electoral Commission.